Come, creatures of the earth and night, go about and about. Seek it out. The weird stone of Brisingamen. For I, Nastrond, Lord of Ragnarok, would possess it.
This is the tale of the weird stone of Brisingamen. Colin and Susan's parents have gone to work abroad and have sent their children to live with me, Gowther Mossack, and my wife, Bess, at our farm above Alderley Edge. Strange things have begun to happen. The sinister Selina Place has tried to kidnap them. And then, one evening on the edge, a mob of dreadful goblins set upon them, and only the arrival of the wizard Cadellin saved them. In the security of his cave of Fundindelve, Cadellin tells them of the sleepers who shall wake and save the world, of the weird stone Firefrost which protects them, and of the disaster which has befallen it and him.
I have lost the weird stone of Brisingamen.
Lost it? You can't have. I mean, if it's a special stone, how can you just lose it? It must be in here somewhere.
But it is not. I will show you. See, here is the niche, the throne of Firefrost, and it is empty.
Oh, it wasn't very big then.
As the first joint of my middle finger.
But where exactly have you looked?
Where have I not looked? Come this way. Come, come. Yes. Yes, this is the treasury which you've heard of, which lies here for the king's use when he has conquered Nastrond. But you would not think it so beautiful if you, like me, had handled every diamond, pearl, sapphire, amethyst, opal, carbuncle, garnet, topaz, emerald, and ruby to find a stone that's not here. 5 years I spent at it.
So where can it have gone?
Ah, where indeed? I can only think that knave of a farmer was even greedier, more cunning than he appeared. Would that I'd never let him in.
Then why did you?
The milk-white mare. I had to have the mare, remember. The day the spell was sealed, not more than 139 such horses had been found. I had to have one more, and there it was. Perfection. I brought the wretched man in here, then led the mare into the hall, took Firefrost in my hand to tether her with sleep, then put it back again. He must have seen.
But couldn't you have got it back from him?
I never knew that it had gone. Nothing changed. The light charm. It was 100 years before I passed this way again. Oh, yes, then I went into the world. I sought the farmer and his family, but he was dead. They were scattered. And when the moth brood heard that I was seeking something, they were quick to guess the truth and themselves began to search. They found nothing. Nor for that matter did I. But Firefrost is somewhere. It is living, or the light would have gone out. So there is hope.
What if Nastrong were to find it?
He would set out to destroy it. If he could do that, then the magic would fail, the sleepers wake and age and die. And what would stop him then? So, there you have the story of my troubles. And I trust the answers to your questions. And now you must go home, for it is late and your friends will be anxious. Come.
What about the...
The Svarts They will not venture out again. But I will go with you. I will show you an old elf road where the creatures of darkness fear to tread. Use it, should you want to visit me again. Oh, Aunt Susan, Colin, do not tell your friends of me.
Don't you think it's a bit late to be looking for wizards? It's gone 11 o'clock, the nurse.
We're very sorry, Galther. We didn't mean to be so late, but we got lost and stuck in a bog and...
And it took us ages to find the road again.
Oh, well, we'll say no more about it then. But think on you more carefully, future.
Never mind. You're back. That's the main thing. Now, then, what you need is a good hot bath. Get that mud off. Then away to your beds with a bit of supper. You look deadbeat. Up and you better take things easy tomorrow. No more gallivanting over Fedge.
I think we've seen enough of Elderly Edge for a day or two.
When we get to Alderley Village, maybe you'd like to help me with the shopping, Susan.
Oh, yes, I'd love to.
What about me?
You can come with me and give me a hand delivering the eggs and vegetables.
Oh, great! I say, Galther, you know the lake we went to yesterday?
Radnor Mere?
Yes. Well, when we were fishing, I suddenly noticed what a lot of birds there were.
I don't recall that many.
No, but the thing is, the reason why I noticed it, on the edge there aren't any.
Aye, that's right. It's always been like that to my knowledge. Flies, yes. Birds, no. Time's been I've wandered around there half the day with seen none but a pair of jays. Very strange when you come to think of it.
It's a funny place, Fedge. Oh, my. It's going to be another scorcher. By the time we've done, you'll be needing ice creams, I shouldn't wonder.
Is yours okay?
Super. How about another? I'll have strawberry this time.
Haven't got enough money. Anyway, Bess and Galther will be back any minute.
Pity. What are you doing?
Trying to fight the fire inside my tear. It's jolly difficult sometimes. Ah, got it. Do you know what it reminds me of?
That cigarette lighter.
Oh, stupid. That isn't blue, is it? No. I was thinking of the light in Fundendale. Oh, my goodness.
But it couldn't be, could it?
Don't know.
I mean, how?
Don't know that either.
Anyway, it can't be. The wizard would have known the moment he set eyes on it.
Oh, yes, of course. No, wait a minute. He didn't say it. He couldn't have. We were wearing our coats. We both were. And the sleeves covered it. Oh, Colin!
We must find Cadellan at once, because if this is Farfrost, the sooner he has it, the better. There's Bess and Galther now. Come on!
Bess, have you always lived in Alderley?
Bless you, yes. I was born and bred in Thuff. But my mother was a goose tree woman, and I believe before that her family had connections Mobley way.
Mobley? But that was where the farmer in the legend came from.
Aye, so they reckon.
Galther, before we get home, Sue and I would just like to go and look at Stormy Point. Come on, down here.
Colin, hadn't we better take the elf back? Cadellan did say.
We haven't time for that. It's too far round. Anyway, it's broad daylight, so I don't see what can happen.
Okay, then. I say, how are we going to find Cadellan when we get to Stormy Point?
We'll go straight to the rock and call him. Being a wizard, he's bound to hear, I hope.
Colin. Colin, look.
Mist. That's funny. Must be the heat.
It's behind us, too.
Oh! It's all around us.
Why is it so cold? Oh, it's horrible. Let me out! Let me out!
Sue, come back! Sue! Sue! Where are you?
Oh, no!
Sue?
I'm here, Colin. Be careful. I think I'm on the edge of a cliff.
Keep still, then. I'll feel my way to you. It's okay.
I'm here.
Crumbs!
I'll try dropping a stone. One, two, three.
Oh, crikey. Come on, we've got to get back to the path. And quiet.
Whatever made this fog is almost certainly listening for us. Take my hand.
Colin, we've been walking a good 5 minutes. Are we going the right way?
I don't know. I'm beginning to think this mist is moving with us.
And it's freezing. Oh, I wish Cadellan would come.
Perhaps we'd better shout for him.
We'll give away our position.
I'm not sure that matters anymore. Let's try. Cadellan!
Cadellan!
Cadellan! Help!
No use. Like shouting into cotton wool.
We'll just have to find our way out.
Hello? What's this?
A couple of boulders.
There's more.
Must be a ring of stones.
Then we're inside it. Quick, get out!
Sue, look!
Run, run!
I can't, my feet won't move.
It's the grass, it's sticking to us.
Give it to me, child.
No, no!
Give, give.
Leave her alone. If you touch her, Cadellan will kill you.
What won't be given must be
taken.
Cadellan! Open up!
Cadellan!
Open up! Open up!
Now that is no way to come a visiting wizards.
Who said that?
Your servant. Rocks are old, stubborn souls. They were here before we came, and they will be here when we are gone. They have all the time there is, and will not be hurried.
Are you a dwarf?
That I am. By name, Fenodery. Wineskin or Squabnose to disrespectful friends. Take your pick.
Please take us to the wizard if you can. Something dreadful has happened, and he must be told at once in case it's not too late.
In case what's not too late? Oh, there I go. After gossip when all around is turmoil and urgent deeds. Let us find Cadellan. Rock, hear me. Isenaroth.
Yes, oh yes. It is the stone. That is Firefrost. No other has that heart of flame. And to think that it was by me and I did not hear it call. But tell me, the one who took it, what was he like?
He was very, very tall and very thin.
What we could see of him, he had a sort of robe, you know, like a monk. And we couldn't see his face.
And it smelled disgusting.
Like old drains. And then, although he didn't speak, we sort of heard him tell us what to do.
Grimnir.
Grimnir, who else? You to be my ruin after all.
Who is Grimnir?
He is, or was, a man. One who in his lust for knowledge practiced the forbidden arts. But the black magic ravaged his heart and made a monster of him. He left the paths of day and went to live beneath the waters of Hlinthi, the Black Lake, growing mighty in evil, second only to the ancient creatures of the night that attend their lord in Ragnarok.
Aye, and no one in memory has seen his face nor heard his true voice. Dwarf legend speaks of the remorse that dwells therein for what he might have been.
Oh, true, true, but we've no time for legends now. We must do what we can, and quickly. Tell me, who can have seen Firefrost and recognized it?
Well, no one.
Oh, yes, they can. That awful woman, Colin, you remember, my tea went misty.
Selina Place.
Selina Place.
Ah, that one, eh, up to her tricks. Had we but known she was in it, we might have guessed the weight of the matter.
Oh, why did you not tell me this before?
It didn't seem important.
Important?
Selina Place, as you know her, is chief witch of the Morth Brood. Worse, she is the Morrigan, the third bane of Logris. Oh, no matter, it is done.
Is there nothing we can do?
I think there is little any of us can do now. And certainly there'll be no place for children in the struggle to come.
But you can't mean that. We want to help.
You can best help me by freeing me from worry for you. Go back to your own world. Now that you do not have the stone, you'll be safe there. Go now. Fenodori will keep with you to the road.
Listen. You will be safe now. But if you should have need of me, tell the owls in Farmer Mossop's barn.
The owls? Do you mean to say...
Aye. My people sent them. Two nights ago, they brought word of an evil closing in on you. A bird that was no bird, which led a dreadful presence to the farm.
Grimnir!
That is my guess. And now, I must away, back to Cadellan. Farewell, my friends. Yonder is the road. Remember us, and wish us well.
We will.
Goodbye.
Bye. Oh, I feel as if I've lost even more than Firefrost.
So do I.
Farewell.
Susan, have you written to Auntie Gertrude?
No, I can't think of anything to say.
Have you two finished your homework?
Yes.
Then why don't you come down into the kitchen?
OK. We will in a minute.
I will. Don't be too long.
What's the matter with you?
Every time Bess looks at me, I know exactly what she's thinking.
What?
How could that girl have lost my bridestone? And worse than that, how could she be such a little liar?
Yeah, well, she probably thinks you thought she'd punish you, and...
I know! I wish I'd never told her. She still doesn't believe a word of it.
No. Galtha does, though.
Yes, you're right. I think Galtha knows more than he lets on.
Oh, by the way, have you looked in the barn today?
Yes. Not an owl in sight.
I wonder where they've gone.
Perhaps Cadellin's got the stone back.
He'd have told us, wouldn't he? Perhaps he's lost the fight.
Perhaps he thinks we're out of danger.
Perhaps. Oh, I wish I knew.
Hey, Sue, tomorrow, if he's fine, why don't we ask Bess for some sandwiches and take our bikes along the edge?
What a smashing day.
Spring already.
Let's go up to Castle Rock, shall we?
Okay. The view will be terrific on a day like this.
Steep.
Not especially. You must be getting feeble.
Oh, bother. There's someone there already. Let's not stop.
Hey, Sue! It's Cadellan!
Crikey, so it is. Cadellan!
Children.
Hello, Cadellan.
We thought something must have happened to you.
Many things have happened to me, but I am none the worse for them.
Yes, but when the owls disappeared, we wondered if...
I see. No, you must not look on life so fearfully. We called the birds away because there was no danger, that was all.
See, I told you.
Yes, but what about the moth bird? Have they still got my tear?
They have, and they have not.
What does that mean?
Grimnir still has Firefrost. He should have taken it to Ragnarok. He should have given it to his master, Nastrond. However, word has come to me that he and the Morth Brood intend to keep it for themselves, perhaps believing they can make use of its power. If so, they're mistaken. But in their greed and their deceit lies all our present hope.
I don't see much hope in that.
Ah, but Grimnir will not willingly share power with anyone. He will try to cheat the Morth Brood and that woman, Selina Place, as well, if he can manage it. So as long as they are scheming to deceive each other, Firefrost stays out of Nastron's hand, and for that we must be thankful.
Is there still nothing we can do?
Nothing more than you have done these past few months. We do not want you falling foul of that one again.
Of Grimnir? Can you see him? What are you pointing at?
Easy, girl, easy. I'm only looking at the mist above Thlindi. You cannot have forgotten that.
No. What do you think he's doing there?
I guess that he is doing all he can to seal the power of Firefrost in, knowing that if he can succeed, the light will die in Fundendelve, the sleepers wake, and that will be the end.
Will he succeed?
He does not have the knowledge, nor has he the strength to destroy the stone. But then I lack the strength to take it back from him. So there the matter rests. Though we do not.
The worst thing about living on Alderley Edge is that it's always uphill on the way home. Oh, stop, Mo Colin.
Tell you what, when we get to the top, how about some 11s?
Smashing. It'll make my rucksack lighter.
Right. I didn't feel mine when we started out. Now it weighs a blooming ton. Let's go.
Colin, do you see what I see?
What? Blimey, it's the mist.
And you know what that house is, don't you?
St. Mary's Cliff.
You know who lives there?
Selina Place.
Shh, careful.
I'm being careful.
Hey, let me look as well.
No, one at a time.
Oh, okay then. See anything?
Hang on, I can see a fire. Brazier. And old Selina just beside it. She's wearing a long black thing, sort of robe. And she's got a book.
What about Grimnir?
Can't see him.
But he must
be. There he is. He's there. I see him.
Come, Demoriel. Seal the circle.
What's she doing?
Walking round the brazier. Something in her hand.
Come, Lavinadiel. Seal the circle.
Looks like a bag. Now she's pouring something out of it. Powder? Sand, maybe. Black sand. She's drawing out a circle.
Come, Asriel. Seal the circle.
What's Grimnir doing?
Nothing. Watching.
Come, Conifiel. Seal the circle.
She's done the circle.
Can't you see my tear?
No.
But it's got to be there.
Now Grimnir is giving her something. Looks like a catapult.
Catapult?
Sorry, forked stick. And she's...
Oh, golly!
That'll be her dogs. Oh, Lord, I think she may be coming. Help! Get down!
All right, my beauty. You shall see it. Don't tear the door down.
Oh, no. She's going to let them out. Run for it.
No, we'll never make it to the gate. She's left the front door open. Inside, quick.
We must be crazy.
Crazier still if we stay outside.
We've got to hide.
Here, try this.
Sort of cloakroom. Ah, she's coming.
Get in, quick.
Don't shut the door. We've got to see where she goes.
I have a scent already. There may be nothing threatening, but we shall not feel safe until we are master of the stone. Give it to us now.
She's talking about Firefrost. Here, let me look this time. Oh, Colin, I can see my tear. Grimnir is giving it to her. She's putting it inside the circle. It's just exactly like Cadelin said.
What is?
Don't you see? Grimnir has found he can't make use of it. So he's brought it to our place to hide it.
What's she doing now?
Drawing curtains.
All is prepared.
Now what? Sue?
Don't know. She's putting something, sprinkling some sort of powder on the brazier.
Demoriel, Amenadiel, Caspiel, Carnepiel.
I think those dogs know we're in here.
Yes. Hope she shut the door okay.
What's she up to?
Don't know. But it gives me the shivers.
Me too. Can you make it out?
Not really. I think it's some sort of spell.
Come harbour him. Come harbour him. Come harbour him.
It's so hot suddenly. I'm stifling.
Me too. The room's going round.
Listen to that.
Yes. Said.
I don't care. I've got to try. Are you coming or am I going in there by myself?
Oh, all right then. But we'll wish we hadn't.